CSX Big Jim's house, 8:37. Big Jim, producer Ryan this morning. Aaron taking a couple days off. She'll be back on Monday. 49 degrees right now. And we got into this conversation a little while ago. We were talking about this rapper named Little Xan who wound up in the hospital because of, well, this.
Yeah, I went to the hospital today, you know, getting ready to pack for this tour. I just want to let everybody know I was in the hospital, not due to any drugs, but I guess I ate too many hot Cheetos. And it ripped something in my stomach open. So we good.
So there you go. That's a new one. I don't know. We were talking about it in the office. That's a new one. Winding up in the hospital because you ate too many Flaming Hot Cheetos, which scares the hell out of me here. But we wanted to find out, how did you wind up in the hospital? What put you in the hospital? 248-398-WCSX. Scott texted us and said, hey, guys, Scott from Matt Heights. In 96, I ended up in the hospital with a heart attack after having sex in a hot tub with my wife. That's the way to go, boys. Thank you, Scott. Thank you for sharing that. Appreciate that one. We do have an interesting one. Ryan found this and just sent it to me. Now, the keyword is fall. I want to give you the keyword first because you have to see the x-ray. Okay? The x-ray of this. Now, you ready? This is from NBC News. This is the headline from NBC News. I got to take a deep breath because it's long. 248-398-WCSX, by the way. We still want to hear from you. What put you in the hospital? But here's the headline from NBC News. This is all one sentence, too. You ready? Boy survives being impaled in the head by a meat skewer after falling face first from a treehouse while avoiding a swarm of attacking wasps. That is a real headline, and there's a real x-ray here. You can see the skewer going, fall, F-A-L-L. Text us, 248-398-WCSX, if you want to check that out. We got this whole conversation about just weird reasons you wound up in the hospital. Mark in Detroit. Hey, buddy. How you doing, man?
Real good. How you been?
We're good, man. So what's going on?
My partner and I got done with a shift, and we went to have a beer, and he just kept looking worse and worse and worse. And then when he took off his jacket, his T-shirt was full of blood. He had actually been shot.
Wait a minute. Your partner, so you're law enforcement?
Yeah.
And he didn't know he'd been shot?
No, he just said he felt bad.
Wait a minute. How do you not know you've been shot?
Well, when your adrenaline's really flowing, believe me, I've had severe concussions and all kinds of things, but, you know, when you're in that kind of shape, your body doesn't tell you a lot. You know, you're in shock.
So you guys had a run-in with some people or whatever it was, and shots were fired, and he didn't realize he was shot until the end of your shift.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Well, actually, it was like 2 hours later. We were getting ready to have a beer, and he took off his coat, and I said, dude, your T-shirt's full of blood.
He's okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you are the leader in the clubhouse, Mark. That's the damnedest thing I've heard all week, man.
Have a good day.
Wow, you too. Hey, thanks for your service out there, too, man.
Okay, thanks. Take care.